In Admission Straight Talk's almost 2 years of existence, I have interviewed entrepreneurs and I've interviewed heads of entrepreneurship programs at top MBA programs. But today, I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to interview the senior marketing manager for, quote, the world's richest and most ambitious business idea competition, which is known as 43 North. I thought several of you would be very interested in this particular project. Before I introduce our special guest, I would like to acquaint you with general resources that accepted, just in case you don't win any of 43 North's $5 million in cash prizes, and consequently decide that before pursuing your entrepreneurial dreams, you may just be better off if you go to graduate school. In such a case, accepted special reports could be very useful. We have a library of free downloads for MBA medical law and graduate students of all stripes. I'll include links in our show notes at info.accepted.com/48. Now, let's return to the possibility of your being the next A-list entrepreneur, maybe the founder of the next startup purchased for $19 billion, and you get your start by submitting an application to 43 North. I'll let you continue with this rather pleasant daydream about being an instant billionaire. But now, let's turn to our guest, Peter Barakowski, Senior Marketing Manager for 43 North, and learn more about this remarkable business idea competition. Peter, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. What is 43 North? I don't mean longitude. Can you outline the structure of the business idea competition?
Sure. 43 North is the world's largest business idea competition. We are giving out $5 million in cash awards with a $1 million prize, six $500,000 prizes, and four $250,000 prizes. And along with those cash prizes, each of those 11 winners will also get free incubator space here in Buffalo, pairings with mentors related to their field, and opportunities to take part in great incentive programs like Startup New York, which allows you to operate in New York State tax-free for 10 years.
Wow, 10 years?
Yeah.
Wow,
so
okay.
And the cash itself makes us the world's largest business idea competition. The next largest one in the United States is, you know, about four or five times smaller in terms of the cash that they give out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're proud of the opportunity we have on that end, but also those other incentives that go along with it, with free incubator space and mentorship. There's a lot of value for those type of things for an entrepreneur and startup getting off the ground.
Now, why is it a business idea competition and not a business plan competition?
Well, when you go through the application process, which takes place at 43north.org, there's three rounds to it. The first round, given the door, is a pretty low barrier to entry. Essentially, what we ask of applicants is for the equivalent of a executive summary of their business idea. And that's something that can take as little as 20 to 30 minutes for someone to submit if they go through. Basically, it asks you what your team is and what the expertise that you bring to the table on that team, but also what your idea is and how you see that fits into the marketplace. And that's something that someone can complete, as I mentioned, in half an hour or so. And we're tasked with getting at least 1,000 people and applicants from all over the world to enter the competition by May 31st. Once we get to that point, then we close out the application process for round one, and a team of judges go through, reviews them, and breaks it down to round two applicants. That we'll get about 70 of those, and we'll go back to those applicants and say, all right, now we need what's the equivalent of about a 10-page business plan that will ask you more in-depth questions about your idea and your team and how you see that fitting into Buffalo. Then we'll go down from that 70 down to 11 finalists that will each get one of those 11 prizes of $1 million, $500,000, or $250,000. They'll come to Buffalo in October of 2014, pitch their idea in person in front of a live audience and team of judges, and then that's how we'll determine which prize each one gets. But go back to your question of, why do we call it a business idea competition? Because this is an opportunity for anyone that has a fantastic idea that can grow and scale over the course of time. So whether you're at the point of back of the napkin or pre-revenue or revenue, there's an opportunity here with 43 North.
Now, if you're selected to be one of the lucky 70. Obviously, if when you get down to that 70, then your chances of winning some cash are already, you know, pretty significant. Is there any assistance in terms of like crafting the business plan, or are applicants on their own, contestants on their own for that part?
Well, there's a few different things. If you make it to that semifinal round of 70, first, you're right. You've got roughly a 1 in 7 chance, depending, you know, if we're ballparking 70s, somewhere in that range. So you have roughly a 1 in 7 chance of getting a prize ranging from $250,000 to $1 million.
Right.
But as you go through that process, we're going to be offering resources through our website and social media over the course of this year to give tips on how to create the best elevator pitch and how to, you know, how to address legal issues and all sorts of different pieces of information that an entrepreneur, whether they're entering the competition or not, will find useful. And so we're going to make a focus on being a great resource. So I think those type of materials will be out there for anyone entering the competition or not as you go over the course of the year. So that'll be useful. But the other thing, too, is that when you get that semifinal round, each one of the semifinalists will submit that equivalent of 10-page business plan online, again, through 43north.org. And a team of 3 judges that are experts in the field of the applicant will then review that application. And then they will also do a Google Hangout where the applicants will pitch their idea live to those judges wherever they are around the world via that Google Hangout video feed. And the judges will ask them a series of questions that will go for about 10 minutes. And that process for any entrepreneur, I think, is really valuable. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, in advance of that, you want to be thinking about what kind of questions are going to be asked of you and preparing for that. But as you go through it, you know, those judges are going to identify your strengths, and they're also going to ask you questions about your weaknesses as they perceive them. And you'll be tasked with defending that or saying, you know, that you've handled different, you know, challenges in front of you and defining that. So of those 70 semifinalists, you know, only like 11 of them will move on as finalists. But I think for those other, you know, 59 or so of them, they're going to get a lot of value out of that experience of really kind of honing their pitch because, you know, after they go through that, they'll have a stronger story to tell. They can go back and work on any sort of holes they might perceive in their business idea. And, you know, maybe that opens them up for funding from a different source down the road or to apply to 43 North in coming years.
Well, one of my questions is this going to be an annual competition?
Yes. This is intended to be a 5-year competition.
Oh, wow.
We're in year one this year. We're funded through a grant from the New York Power Authority, which is hydropower from Niagara Falls, which is 20 minutes north of Buffalo. And so we're funded for year one right now. And if we meet our goals of getting, you know, applicants in the door this year and showing what a great competition this is, then we anticipate this being renewed for future years up to 5 years.
Sounds great. How did it develop?
So Buffalo right now is getting a great deal of focus from our New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Mm-hmm.
He has pledged $1 billion of investment in Buffalo's economy to help us look forward to the future of job creation and being a smart growth economy. And those projects, in some cases, apply to the large industry and creating like manufacturing facilities and job training facilities to help us look forward to future industries. But the 43 North competition is in a dollar percentage, a very small bit of $1 billion committed to Buffalo. But in terms of the storytelling of our region, a fantastic thing that we can do in terms of, you know, first thing, reaching out to the world and saying, entrepreneurs, come to Buffalo and recognize what a great environment it is for you and a welcoming environment. And we're going to give you these resources in terms of cash and incubator space and mentorship to be supportive of you. But it's also, you know, a great way of just kind of getting out there and showing what we value in terms of looking for the new industries and that will be driving the future economies of our country and making sure that Buffalo has a place.
That's great. Now, you mentioned, I just want to make it really clear that basically anybody over the age of 18 can participate. They don't have to be a U.S. citizen. They don't have to currently be a resident of Buffalo. They can be currently a resident of anywhere as long as they're willing to move to Buffalo. I guess if they get the cash prize, they'd be willing to do a lot. Is that correct? Are there any educational requirements in terms of degrees?
No, we are open. Everything you just said is correct. We are open to applicants from anywhere around the world, 18 and over, in just about any industry as well. The only exceptions we have are retail and hospitality, but it's pretty wide open beside that. And, no, there's no education requirements either. Really what we're looking at is, do you have a fantastic idea? Can you articulate its place in the marketplace? That's the first, most important criteria. And that's really something that you would define in round one of the application process at 43north.org as you apply. And if you make it through round one, then we dive even deeper. And that's when we start asking questions that involve things like, how do you see yourself fitting into Buffalo's economy and working well here? And so we'll ask those type of questions as well.
I'm a little surprised you're excluding retail and hospitality in particular, because certainly in the Niagara region, at least, tourism is such a big source of income. Is that why are you excluding? Is it just an attempt to diversify? Or
yeah, so we have lots of other programs that that support outside of 43 North, that is, that support those types of industries, and we do put a great deal of emphasis on tourism. And this is not to say that you couldn't come up with a product or idea that helps feed those industries. It's just that you couldn't use this to found a new water park in Buffalo, or to found a new restaurant, or to found a new bricks and mortar shopping retail outlet. But there are different types of opportunities that are related to those industries as some sort of product supplier that that could help fuel things related to Buffalo's tourism or other types of tourism that could still qualify for the competition.
Right. So in terms of one of the questions I wanted to ask was, how difficult is the application? So based on your earlier answer, the initial application, at least, is fairly simple and straightforward. The real work would come in with the second stage application, right?
Right. Round one really is a low barrier to entry. And what we encourage people to do is to go to our website, 43north.org, and apply. And you can apply anytime between now and May 31st, 2014. And the way it works is you can go in, register, and edit your application anytime between now and then. But the one thing that's very important for potential applicants to know is that at the end of the first round application, there's a button that says submit. And until an applicant clicks that button, they're not entered in the competition. So you could go through all the fields, click save and enter. Save and exit, which allows you to come back and do your work, and come back at any point. But you have to make sure you click submit by May 31st. The other great thing is that, so what I encourage people to do is that you go through, bang it out, submit your application, and click that button submit at the end. The first time you go through it, because the great thing is you can go back even after you're submitted and make edits anytime between now and May 31st. But by clicking submit, that's just making sure that you got that foot in the door as a kind of a backup safety.
Okay, great. So they can edit even after they hit submit, right? As long as they do so prior
that's
to May
correct.
31st. Okay.
That's right. But once you get to June 1st, it's too late.
Right. And what will be the, you outlined it briefly, I guess the judges start going through the applications to see who are they more, which of the ideas, I guess, have more merit. What are the criteria in terms of what is a meritorious idea? What are they going to be looking for? What are their criteria?
Well, it's going to depend on the industry, because what we're going to be doing is pairing the applicants, as you go through round one application, one thing is asking you to define what your industry is. And, based upon what people put to that, then we're going to pair them with judges that are from that industry, whether it be researchers or people that held management roles or in that field, so that you're paired with something, relevant, so that when you, let's say you've got to play in biotech, then we have a researcher from biotech that can go and make some sense of where you, what your statement is, of what your idea is, and how that fits in the marketplace. You want to make sure we're pairing people as well as possible with that. Another thing is that we ask you to define where, what stage you are in development of your idea. So there's you can define it as idea stage, pre-revenue, or revenue. And based upon where you state you are in that process, that's also going to, you know, affect, you know, how we look at your application. You know, we want people to be ambitious with, you know, their plans, but we also want them to be honest with where they are at today. And by putting those three different categories there, we're allowing you to have a fair shake at this, you know, whether you're at that idea stage, back of the napkin, or if you're already pulling in revenue. But the questions that we ask you get tweaked a little bit based on which one of those categories that you say you fall into.
Do you prefer people who are at the revenue stage?
No, I mean, they might have an idea that's more defined at that point, and that might help them with their storytelling.
Right.
But, you know, there's not, if you're at the point and you have an idea, you should not at all feel discouraged from entering this competition, because we're trying to make this as even a playing field as possible.
Okay. And then there also, I mean, there is a the winners who get the money are also going to be required to at least start their businesses in Buffalo, right? And they're going to have incubator space. They're going to have access to mentors who I assume are resident in Buffalo or in northern New York. Is that correct, too? The mentor?
Yeah, so you're right. So the way it works is that if you're one of the 11 winners at the end, you agree to set up shop in Buffalo for at least 12 months. And, yes, you get the money paced out over those 12 months depending on you meeting milestones. So if someone, if someone comes and they fold up after, 3 months, well, then we're not going to keep giving them payments after that point. But, so there'll be milestones that pace out those dollars based upon what their needs are over the course of the year. They'll get paired with mentors and they'll get free incubator space. In addition to agreeing to set up shop in Buffalo for at least 12 months, they also agreed to give 5% non-dilutive equity in their company back to 43 North.
Okay.
The idea behind that is that gets cycled back into the competition that we can invest in companies, going forward. It also allows us to, to have a stake in companies should they decide that they need to move on from Buffalo for any reason after they complete their 12 months.
So if my daydream comes true, you guys will make out okay also. Or the daydream that I started with, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. And there, our intent is that when these companies come to Buffalo, we're going to do everything we can to make sure they have the best possible experience available. And so we're going to pair them with those mentors. We're going to help them integrate socially into our community, whether it be that, helping them identify schools for their kids, their places to live, and pairing them with the networks professionally and socially so that they understand how much we value their presence in our town. And also, when we go through the application process, in that round two that I was describing where some of the finalists are going through, they're going to be asked on their end to define how do you see yourself fitting into Buffalo? And we're going to pay a lot of attention to that because we want to make sure that we're putting people into ecosystems where they have the greatest chance of success. And then once we get them here, that we utilize all the resources within that ecosystem to help them grow and in turn help our community grow.
So is there currently an entrepreneurial ecosystem in Buffalo, or are you just trying to create one?
We're building on what we have. And,
okay.
My 43 North currently operates out of an incubator space in downtown Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Z80 Labs. And all around me, I see great tech startups and really great innovators that are doing really interesting things. And not far from me, about a mile or so, is the Buffalo Niagara Medical Corridor, which is growing in terms of hundreds of millions of dollars of investment into new research facilities and that are tied both to the University of Buffalo, which is the largest university in the State University of New York system.
You're not far from Cornell there either, are you?
Yeah, Cornell in Ithaca is just a few hours away from us. We're also within a few hours of Syracuse and the University of Rochester and RIT. So there are great universities and colleges all around. We're also less than 2 hours away from Toronto.
And, I was thinking of that,
And all of the research that's done in Canada. And there's a great deal of interest from Ontario in this competition because we've Buffalo has for decades had a fantastic, relationship in terms of commerce across border. And mm-hmm. for any company in Ontario that's looking to, get a foothold in the United States, well, your neighbor next door who's dangling a whole lot of money sounds like a good option.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, how many applications, I saw something on the site that you've actually been getting a lot of interest. How many applications have you received so far? And can you say how many you hope to receive?
Yeah.
For the first stage.
So as of today, just a few weeks into this, we've had more than 400 applicants come in.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you. We're really excited about it. And we've had applicants from more than 20 countries, ranging from China to Tunisia, down into South America, Vietnam, and of course, all across the United States and Canada, we've been getting plenty of applicants as well. So we're really excited about that. And frankly, we're only in the earliest stages of telling our story, too. We launched the competition on February 5th, and so we're just a month into it at this point. And, we're about to ramp up with a series of road shows where we're going to stop in cities across North America and also do a series of stops in Europe and parts of Asia over the course of the next several months as we, close in on the May 31st deadline for applicants. So we've got a lot of outreach that we've got in front of us. So, we're tasked with getting at least 1,000 applicants in the door, and I feel very strongly that we're going to hit that mark. I think realistically, we feel that we can be pulling closer to that 1,500 or more applicants by the time we get to May 31st.
Yeah, I would guess that you're right because, people tend to wait for the last minute. So if you're 40%, that's just human nature. You're already 40% of the way there.
Yeah, and we're encouraging applicants to, as soon as they hear about us, to start this process because, as I was mentioning before, you can go through and submit your application and make sure that you've got your foot in the door. So you can submit that today. But then the great thing is if you submit it today, you can always go back and edit it anytime between now and May 31st. And in the meantime, you can be really giving more thought to your application, saying, okay, I've got this great idea, and when I first, click submit, I had this team around me. What team can I put together between now and May 31st, or what other resources, can I take advantage of between now and then to strengthen my application and make it even better? So, that's why, I'm a procrastinator myself. I'd be tempted to wait to the end. But the great thing is if you start the process now, it gives you yourself some time to let it germinate a little bit and refine it if you need to as you go forward.
And now you mentioned that the judges are going to be experts in their field and also residents of Buffalo or at least the greater Buffalo region. So people judging, you will have different people judging the application, certainly when you get to the final stage. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, and I should also clarify that judges can be from anywhere around the world.
Oh, all right.
And we, on our website, there is a section that says volunteer. When you click on that, there's a page for become a judge.
Mm-hmm.
There's a simple form on that where you define what your background is and sign up to become a judge, and then we'll review those applications and select a team of judges, and we're going to ultimately end up needing several hundred judges to go through all these applications.
Yeah.
And so I'd encourage any listeners, if they don't have a business idea themselves, but we'd like to get involved in the competition and say that they were tied to the world's largest business idea competition and have expertise in a certain field, I very much encourage folks to consider participating on the judge side of things. And so what it will be is that, as they fill out the form to become a judge, they will be defining what industries they have expertise in And so then we will pair applicants with those judges that really know what they're talking about.
MBA applicants, this could be a great community service idea if you are interested in entrepreneurship or maybe have some consulting background, entrepreneurial background, and you're wondering maybe your community service isn't that good. Just listen, you know, hit rewind, go back about a minute or two, and then re-listen to what Peter just said, because it could be something that could be both very interesting and very valuable to you from an admissions perspective if you decide not to apply to the contest itself. So the judges are really going to be very varied, and obviously you're going to have different people judging. It's not going to be 100% consistent, if you will, because they're going to be different people doing it, right?
Right, but we're going to try we are going to have standards that people are judging against, you know, and so we're going to try to be as consistent as possible across this and make sure that we're, you know, as making the judging process as fair as we can so that, you know, anyone with a good idea has a fair shake at this competition.
Right. And in addition, your site's going to be a site with a lot of resources for entrepreneurs, even if they choose not to apply, they're not ready to apply, or maybe they're, you know, whatever the situation may be. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Correct. So we're right now we're in the planning stage for all the content we're going to be rolling out between now and the end of year one of the competition. And between now and May 31st, you'll see a mix of messaging from us, both in terms of, you know, here are some tips for applying for the competition and, you know, encouraging people to get in the door for that, but also great general information for startups and entrepreneurs. And that content will be, you know, on our blog, which is part of our website. It will also be shared across social media on Facebook and Twitter and via YouTube as we roll out videos that give, you know, great information for an entrepreneur. Hopefully that will help them enter 43 North, but even if they don't, that will, you know, help them as they're shaping their ideas and trying to grow their business over the course of time.
Fascinating. Just one thing I made a note as you were talking earlier, and I'd like to clarify. Now, winners of the contest, they'll get the cash prizes, the 11 cash prizes, which range from $250,000 up to $1 million. They'll also get incubator space. They'll get a tax break for 10 years. They'll get mentorship. How long will the incubator space and the mentorship last for?
The incubator space is guaranteed for that first 12 months. And and after that, I'm not sure what arrangements would be available for different winners. But, you know, we would try to make sure that they're put in an environment after that still works very well for them. Mm-hmm. Whether or not that's free is kind of a separate issue. But, you know, as far as mentorship, you know, this is something that we want these winners to know that our community is behind them for the long run.
Right.
That this is and so, you know, there will be, of course, over the course of those 12 months, a huge push to give them all the resources they need to introduce them. And hopefully, you know, they can be rolling and use those resources to the best of their ability, you know, that, you know, when they come out of those first 12 months that they say, I've got this. But you know, not just for these winning startups, those 11, but for in general, you know, our community, I think, is a fantastically welcoming place. You know, people are genuine. They're helpful. We love when new folks move to our community from wherever they originate. And I think it's in our nature to be welcoming. And I think, you know, this gives a very, you know, great structure to that, even more so than before. But I think this is a great exercise in our community to, you know, make sure all these resources are available to these 11 winners. And so those are the type of resources on the mentorship side that we're going to keep making available, not just to these folks, but to any entrepreneur and startup that comes to Buffalo. So I think that, you know, that's a benefit to these winners, but it's also a great benefit to our ecosystem in general.
Right. And I would assume that in terms of the mentorship, that may also just be a function of the kind of relationship that develops between the mentor and mentee. You know,
exactly. Yeah.
you know.
Well, and that's the type of thing is that, you know, these mentors will get involved, out of goodwill and wanting to see these businesses do well and see Buffalo do well. And, you know, those type of mentorship relationships, you know, I think are invaluable for a startup. And they can end up going in a lot of different directions. You know, it could be, you know, here's some basic advice. And it really kind of is going to probably depend on what the idea is and the winning contestants, you know, in terms of where they are in their process and, you know, how much need they have, whether it be just kind of some basic advice or, you know, sometimes those mentors end up, you know, ultimately becoming a part of their team in the long run. So, yeah, there's a lot of different directions that can go. And, you know, our job is just to make sure that those pairings happen from day one as soon as these applicants get to town.
Sounds good. And then another question came to my mind. In terms of the cash awards, are those going to be awarded within that first year, assuming that the benchmarks are met? Is that the idea?
That's correct.
And in terms of the 59 who don't get the cash award, will they, I don't know, get something besides T-shirts for their participation or tote bags? I mean, will they still be encouraged to go to Buffalo, but there's no cash awards or?
Well, I think.
I guess you're going to encourage anybody with any kind of valid business idea to consider Buffalo, but.
Right. Well, you know, that of course we want, you know, whether they're at that point or even someone that doesn't enter the competition, we want folks to feel welcome here, of course. But
right. In
terms of what kind of benefits, you know, I think. You know, there is not a cash or incubator space, you know, element built into making it to the semifinals.
Right.
But, you know, as we mentioned a little bit before in the conversation,
yeah.
I think there's that that great value in getting that feedback on your idea and shaping it and, you know, whether that be to reapply to 43 North.